As you may know, on Wednesday, the ABC released two reports into its news coverage. Both were done by outsiders. One looked at radio, the other TV. And they found that overwhelmingly, though not universally, the corporation's journalism is fair, accurate, and not biased. But what about how it and the other public broadcaster, SBS, spends its money? Earlier this year, Malcolm Turnbull commissioned an efficiency review of both organisations. It will report next month, well ahead of the May budget. Jeff Herriot, a former senior manager who retired from the ABC a few years ago now, has been thinking about the value of this sort of exercise.
I think the key questions are not so much the fact that a review has been called, because I think in principle that's a good thing to do periodically, but rather the methodology and the approach successive governments take to such reviews, and in particular the degree to which they allow public input, public as distinct from the input of professional lobbyists, bureaucrats and policymakers. And second, the extent to which they display some transparency and that the community at large has an opportunity to observe and understand what processes and outcomes of evaluation are being produced by these reviews.
Well, as I understand it, with the efficiency review, I don't think there's any public input. Essentially, it's an engagement between the government department and I think a former finance chief from Seven and the ABC and SBS.
That's my understanding too, and my question is about the efficacy and usefulness of having a review that cannot be deemed to be independent and at arm's length of the government.
The other thing you mentioned was the findings being released. What's the track record of successive governments on releasing findings of various examinations and reviews of the ABC?
Well, they're mixed. For example, if a review had been done by a public agency such as the Australian National Audit Office, all such reports become public and are highly transparent as a result. The 1996-97 Mansfield review of the ABC was also a very public one, not only in terms of taking public submissions, but also the outcome and the published report. On the other hand, other reviews have not been published, and I suppose the best known of the lesser known reviews has been one conducted by KPMG in 2006, and that was never released by the then Howard government.
How does the ABC tend to regard these sorts of reviews? As a reasonable measuring stick or as an attack on the organisation?
In my experience in the past, views have been mixed. You tend to yawn a bit and say, oh, not again. I'd rather come at the question, though, by saying, regardless of the nuisance value and the difficulty of dealing with such reviews, especially reviews that on occasions are launched in the heat of political battle, as it were, when governments may feel that the ABC is not doing the right thing by them.
Mm.
Nonetheless, in my experience, on each occasion that such a review has been launched, hostile or not, what I describe as the frontline warriors of ABC corporate management really renew their efforts to plug the gaps, to strengthen further standards of corporate governance, of financial rectitude, and the effectiveness of services. So I would argue that on balance, such reviews, like any external intervention to an institution, are more likely than not to deliver a positive benefit, even though they're difficult to deal with at the time.
So they're not pleasant. You've been at the pointy end of these things, of course, but they concentrate the mind and they force the ABC to think about what it does and how it does it.
Yes, and I think, arguably, we are at a point in history where to have such reviews, but to have them conducted in a somewhat less fraught environment, it's really important not just for the public broadcasters but for the broader media system, because we have, as we all know, a situation of radical and rapid change across media, a very disruptive period in which many of the traditional commercial business models having to be reinvented, a period in which public broadcasting arguably is relatively more stronger and more present in the system relative to commercial players than before. And just like any circumstance in which particular institutions become prominent and arguably successful, therein also can lie the seeds of their later strife. Mm. And like any institution, the ABC can act in self-interest, can be defensive, can believe it's acting in the public interest, but who tests that?
Yes, and a natural tendency to conflate one's own interests with the public interests.
Indeed. So I'm a fervent believer in the role of public broadcasting in our society, but I think we need to take a long-term view about that that place and that role, and to try to ensure through transparent discipline that they continue to perform well for the citizenry for as long as public broadcasters are deemed to be important to our society.
So are you saying that actually the ABC, although these can be unpleasant and stressful, the ABC would actually benefit from going through these sorts of reviews, but on a structured basis? So perhaps a clear timetable that everybody knows, which would mean that they're no longer political decisions.
Yes, I do argue that. I don't suggest that the politics would ever be removed from such exercises or that they would not be fraught. However, if, given the nature and the sensitivities of those organisations, if, pick a period, let's say every 5 years, there were to be, and everyone knew there would be, a review of those organisations which took account of questions such as reaffirming the clarity of their purpose and relevant to the community, taking account of changing societal as well as industrial circumstances, and then to table the findings in Parliament, in other words, to make them public, I think that you would go some way at least towards creating a greater public form of accountability, and I think that the system itself would benefit from that.
Jeff Herriot, and he explores this issue in an essay for Inside Story. You'll find a link to it on our website, abc.net.au/radionational. Look for the media report.